There was another deadly attack on U.S. forces in Iraq today. An explosive device went off in West Fallujah as soldiers from the 3rd Infantry Division drove by. One soldier was killed. Fallujah is a Sunni Muslim town west of Baghdad and home to strong resistance to the U.S. military presence. NPR's Eric Westervelt is with the U.S. military in Fallujah.
The 3rd Infantry Division's 2nd Brigade has slowly reduced its daily footprint here, handing over more and more security duties to the Iraqis. U.S. units still conduct daily presence patrols, as well as work to improve water, electric, and other utilities. A tense peace exists, but attacks still occur, though mainly at night. This Friday, the Muslim day of prayer, things seemed quiet. That is, until a midday explosion in West Fallujah.
We haven't had too many incidents in a while. This is the first time we've had a daylight attack in a long time, especially in this area.
Captain Jeff Milfino quickly guides his Humvee to the attack site.
Looks like we had a convoy get ambushed just on the east side of the river, or just on the west side of the river. Not sure what the situation looks like on the other side. Usually what happens, these guys shoot a couple rounds and they take off. But we do have some casualties, and we're going to go check it out and see what it looks like.
It appears that as several Army Humvees drove around a traffic circle near a bridge over the Euphrates River, someone detonated an explosive device by remote control. This exact spot was the scene of an attack 2 months ago that killed two soldiers from the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment. Army Major Mike Donovan.
This bridge here is very key because everybody that goes through Fallujah has to go across this bridge. And right next to that bridge, over where that tower is, see it over there? That is the hotspot part of Fallujah. That's where all the trouble is.
A Black Hawk medical helicopter swooped down onto the road to take the injured soldier to a hospital, but it was too late. Distraught soldiers consoled one another. One put his head in his hands and wept. Nearby, colleagues in Humvees kept a tense watch, scanning the nearby brush and small mud brick homes with their .50 caliber machine guns for any sign of attackers. The Army's not sure what kind of explosive device was used, but it's clear it was detonated by remote control. Major Donovan.
Definitely what we would call command detonated to coincide directly with one of our vehicles passing by. You know, could have been a guy in this building right here, or maybe over there. It could have been wireless. It could have been a wire. I don't see a wire on the ground here. Usually you could find remnants of it, but they didn't find anything. Because sometimes, you know, once you return fire in the ambush, if you can return fire, immediately, if you can find the wire and follow it back, you might be able to catch the guy, too. We've had a couple experiences like that.
Another commander said this was no coordinated attack. It was just another cheap hit and run, he said, by cowards. This was the 2nd Brigade's first combat casualty since major fighting ended in April. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Fallujah.